It's the premier pitching matchup of the night of this series here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fredericksburg Nationals squaring off for game 5 of 6 of this six-game series. A top 100 prospect against an undefeated righty who has been surging on the bump for the side in tonight's Saturday Night Showdown in Kannapolis. Hi, good friends. Dan Elodie on the call for you today. Bally Live, MILB.TV. Free audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB. First pitch app, Ricardo Brizuela gets the start on the bump for the Ballers tonight. 3-0 on the year. He'll wind and fire. First pitch delivered at 7:03. It's a swing and a miss for strike one. And we are underway here in Kannapolis. 7:03, your first pitch time. 83 degrees in cloudy skies. A nice night for baseball here as Cox lifts the 0-1 into right center. Drifting over is Archer, and under it'll make the catch for the out. And just like that, two pitches in. F8 for Brenner Cox, and it's now one down with Elijah Green, the center fielder, digging in. So Elijah Green bats second in the order for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Seaver King, shortstop, bats third in the order. Bazell, the DH, bats in the cleanup spot. Brandon Pimentel, first baseman, bats fifth against Ricardo Brizuela. First pitch to Elijah Green catches the corner. Nothing and one on the Fred Nat center fielder. Pimentel batting fifth in the order. Jose Colmenares, catcher, makes his first appearance of the week. He bats sixth. 0-1 swung on and popped up over our heads. The count nothing and two. Now on Elijah Green. Sam Peterson makes his Fred Nats debut. He bats seventh in the order. Nate Ochoa, third baseman, bats eighth. And batting ninth is Kelvin Diaz, second baseman for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Out of the Washington Nationals organization here in this game 5 of 6 between these two sides. Ricardo Brizuela making his first appearance against Fredericksburg this year. 0-2 on the way. This one is tapped foul and the count is nothing and two. Kannapolis with a tall tail on the opposite side tonight. A lot of top prospects in Washington's organization making up the roster and the lineup here in this showdown tonight. Brizuela works from the wide, 0-2 to Green. Fastball up and in. The count, 1-2. Green is the number 5 overall pick in 2022 out of high school in Georgia. Hailing from Windermere, Florida, is Elijah Green. 1-2, ground ball toward third. It was left, Arxie Hernandez fields in, muffs the play, can make a clean play. It's an E5, and reaching is Elijah Green on a one-out base runner now, the E5, and with one out and one on, it'll be Seaver King, the shortstop. Arxie able to field it cleanly, but on the transfer, just has a bit of the butterfingers at the hot corner. And now, just like that, here comes Pat Leland out to talk to Ricardo Brizuela. No, it looks like Arxie Hernandez is on the ground in the infield. So Arxie down to the ground, and out comes Sharon Yom as well, trainer for Kannapolis, as Arxie Hernandez looked like in some discomfort. As Arxie down with his legs spread out. McCants, Archer, and Wolko in the outfield. In the infield, Arxie Hernandez at third. Harold Perez at short. Antonacci at second. Makarevic at first. Rony Hernandez catching for Ricardo Brizuela. As Arxie Hernandez still getting checked on by Sharon Yom. Looks like there is a lot of discomfort for Arxie. That's a bit of a big loss here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Arxie looking in some discomfort. Elijah Green reaches on the error. And out runs Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, who lost his phone and something else out of his pocket. And it looks like they're going to go pick up a flatbed of some sorts for Arxie Hernandez, who it looks like is in a lot of discomfort. It's not going to be able to continue in this game. Big loss for Kannapolis if Arxie misses any time here. As off the bench for Kannapolis, you don't really have another true third baseman. Antonacci's at second. That would be the likely move over to third and place Ryan Burrows at second. That would be the most likely optimal cause if the replacements are shaping out. And indeed, here comes Tim Siegel. As Arxie Hernandez will be helped up. Looks like it's the right leg that's causing him discomfort. As he's up to his feet getting helped out. It is the right leg and discomfort as the rest of his teammates in the outfield will come in and try to console a pain-stricken Arxie Hernandez. Brizuela tossing here to stay loose. As that's not a small loss for Kannapolis. Arxie Hernandez has been a very valuable tool for this Kannapolis team all season. He's been one of the fixtures of the lineup. Carolina League Player of the Week, third in the league in triples with seven on the season. Again, a fixture at the hot corner. Started the year playing shortstop and really was still trying to find his footing at the plate. Some of that confidence was wavered. And then the move to third base with the addition of Ryan Burrows back in May had a force of Arxie moving over to third. And after he moved over to third, that really helped him at the plate and in the field. So the error from Arxie, and he ends up having to be replaced in this game. So Antonacci indeed will move to third. And it'll be Burrows at second base now. So Burrows will be inserted into the lineup, and he'll bat seventh in the order. So Burrows at second, and Antonacci will move to third. Antonacci keeps his leadoff spot, and it'll be Ryan Burrows playing second base, now batting seventh in the order. And now it looks like we're back to playing baseball. So it'll be Burrows at second and batting seventh now for the Ballers. As Brizuela stands back on the bump, one out, and Seaver King digs in. First pitch on the way, catches the corner, nothing and one. On the shortstop, Seaver King, number five overall prospect in the organization for the Washington Nationals, former Wingate Bulldog, former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. As a snap throw over to first, back in safely Elijah Green. And the count is still nothing and one at the plate on Seaver King. 2 years at Wingate, then a year at Wake Forest for Seaver King. 21 years of age, a 10th overall pick in 2024 by the Nationals. A one runner going, pitch low at the plate, snap throw to second. Elijah Green is safe. Stolen base for Green, he picks up the swiped base. Elijah Green continuing his reign as the Fred Nats leader in stolen bases, and now runner in scoring position, a 1-1 count on Seaver King. 38th stolen base of the season for Green. As Brizuela sets on the bump, a long look over at second base. Brizuela's 1-1 to King, a ground ball weakly hit towards third. Antonacci in on a hustle, and he'll not have a throw over to first. In safely as Seaver King on an infield single. Up to third goes Green, and now with two on and one out in the inning, it's Kevin Bazell, the DH. So clearly an infield single for the Fred Nats. A weak ground ball to third. Antonacci able to make the play. Already some shuffling for Kannapolis in this game. Arxie Hernandez having to be pulled in the first inning of tonight's action. One out, first pitch is on the outside corner. Nothing and one on a Kevin Bazell, the DH. Pimentel, first baseman, is on deck batting fifth. As Ricardo Brizuela gets the start tonight. International free agent signee in 2022. By the Chicago White Sox. 0-1 off the plate, a 1-1 count now on a Kevin Bazell. Ninth start of the year for Brizuela. He is 3-0, a 3.18 ERA. He has been spectacular in the month of August. 2-0 with a 1.29 ERA. He's allowed just three runs in 21 innings for the Ballers. It's a 2-1 count now as Bazell works with the 2-1 count. Bazell's batting average low at 154, but his on-base percentage has certainly been higher at 294. Definitely a guy that can take the free pass as needed. 2-1 ground ball pass. Perez in a center base hit. Green will score up to second. King and the Fredericksburg Nationals have taken the lead with a base knock up the middle for Bazell. RBI single hands the Nationals a first inning run. And now with one out, 2-1 for the Fredericksburg Nationals, Brandon Pimentel the batter. So the RBI single for Bazell. It's his fourth RBI as a Frednad. And he is at first base. Brizuela allows just the fourth run of this month of August. First pitch to Pimentel is off the plate for ball one, a 1-0 count. Pimentel, the Carolina League leader in RBI on the season, has 81. Fredericksburg Nationals sitting in just a half game back of first place right now in the North Division. 1-0 pitch from Brizuela to Pimentel, catches the inside corner, and the count is 1-1. Pimentel at the plate, lefty bat. Brizuela, in his last appearance, went a season-high six innings. One run on three hits out in Fayetteville. He struck out three. He struck out as many as eight in a single outing. 1-1 fouled off. 1-2 on to Brandon Pimentel. Ricardo Brizuela actually joining the Ballers roster in early July. Before that was at the Complex League. Actually was awarded as an all-star in the Arizona Complex League this year. Out at Camelback Ranch for the White Sox team. Ball and two strikes. Pitch to Pimentel is off the plate. It's now ball two. 2-2 on Pimentel, the first baseman. Jose Colmenares, catcher, awaiting on deck. Top of the first, Fredericksburg up 1-0. Two hits and an error have put a couple of runners on for the Nationals. Two balls and two strikes. Brizuela's pitch. Swinging a looping fly ball foul, and that'll end up down the line. And Tanachi gives it a look. But it's 2-2 now on Pimentel. So instead of Burrows being handed the off day for Kannapolis, he's now at second base. Antonacci shifts to third. Technically the start at second for Antonacci, despite him playing at third for likely the rest of this game. 2-2 popped up here over our heads in the press box, and the count stays put 2-2. First appearance against Fredericksburg for Brizuela this season. Righty has been one of the Ballers' best pitchers in his time here. Had a rough first outing, and then since then has really calmed down and he's looked sharp. 2-2 inside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Pimentel down on strikes. He takes a peek at strike three for the second out, and now digging in is going to be the catcher, Jose Colmenares. Colmenares stands in, two outs. First appearance on the series for Colmenares. Brizuela winds and fires. First pitch is off the plate for ball one from Brizuela. Colmenares, 5'10", 165 pound, 22-year-old from El Tocoyo, Venezuela, international free agent signee in 2018. 1-0, Colmenares is lifted high and foul, and then a head off the side and end up in the dugout suite as a souvenir. Our fans down in the Hendrick Kia Concord suite, dugout suite. Ball and a strike on Colmenares in his first appearance of this series. He caught the first nine-inning no-hitter for the Frednats back in the ninth of August. 1-1 in a center, and Archer will camp under and make the catch for the out. And there's the end of the inning here in the top of the first. Longer first inning, a couple of base runners for the Frednats, and it's one run on two hits with one error and two left on. We'll go now in to the bottom of the first. 1-0 Fredericksburg on top. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Antonacci, Wolko, and Makarevics against the tough righty Travis Sikora.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sam Antonacci leads it off. Bottom of the first inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the tough righty Travis Sikora takes the bump. First pitch on the way to Antonacci. Misses off the plate for ball one. Travis Sikora, 6'6", tall drink of water. The righty's 230 pounds. A third-round pick in 2023 out of Round Rock, Texas. Antonacci launches the 1-0 high and deep left center. Backtracking Green and on the warning track makes the catch for the out. Well hit ball. For Antonacci, that's the first out. And now digging in is George Wolko, the right fielder. And here's a matchup of power meets power in the Carolina League. Sikora is a pretty highly touted prospect. Third in the Nats organization. He's number 95 in all of baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. 19th start of the season for Sikora. Lines and fires. First pitch, Wolko grounds it up the middle. King makes the play. Two is left on to first, and it's out number two of the inning. A well-hit ball up the middle from King George at 111 miles an hour. But Seaver King able to make the snag. 6-3 ground out, two outs, and it's Alec Makarevic digging in. Makarevic digs in. Sikora on the bump still. 4-3 on the year. A 2.31 ERA entering tonight. First pitch to Makarevic's fastball upstairs, and the count is 1-0. Sikora did pitch once against Kannapolis. That was back in June up at the Fredericksburg home ballpark, Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 1-0, swing and a miss. The count is 1-1. Sikora went a short time on the bump and is starting against Kannapolis back up in Virginia, 1-1 low and inside. It's 2-1. Only went three innings, did Sikora. That was the last time he gave up a home run. Back in June, that was Mikey Kane who hit it. 2-1, swing and a miss. Count is 2-2 now on a Makarevic. Sikora only went three innings, four hits, two runs, three walks and six punch-outs, but he's had a lot of outings since then, where he struck out 10 in a single outing. 2-2 to Makarevic. Swinging a foul ball. Two balls and two strikes on Alec Makarevic. TJ McCants, left fielder, is batting on deck. He bats cleanup. Rony Hernandez, catcher, bats fifth. Aral Perez, shortstop, bats sixth. Burrows now in the lineup, bats seventh. He's the second baseman. Miller Green, DH, is in bats eighth. Nathan Archer, center fielder, bats ninth. Makarevic lifts this one upstairs and foul. And the count stays put 2-2. Makarevic had his hit streak snapped last night, still holding on to a 17-game on-base streak. It is a pretty lengthy streak, one of the longer ones of this season for Kannapolis. 2-2 changeup, and Travis Sikora has his first punch out of the night. One down in this game. That is a strikeout for Sikora. 1-2-3 inning for the righty, and we're through one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Breezuela back to the bump, and we come back. Sam Peterson, Nate Ochoa, and Kelvin Diaz, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Sam Peterson makes his Fredericksburg Nationals debut tonight. First pitch is off the plate for ball one from Ricardo Breezuela. It'll be Peterson, Ochoa, and Diaz due up. As Peterson, an eighth round pick in 2024, digs in, fouls off the 1-0. It's 1-1. Sam Peterson, drafted in the eighth round out of Ankeny, Iowa. 21 years of age, a sixth rounder. A 6-foot righty, I should say. Eighth round pick by the Nats. Sprays the 1-1 high and deep center field. Backtracking Archer on the run. Can't get there. And that'll be extra bases for Peterson. He will pull up at second. And just like that, in his first game as a Fred Nat, he's got a double to lead off the top of the second. And with one on and nobody out, digging in is Nate Ochoa. So the Fred Nats dugout is saying, save that baseball, save that baseball. Sam Peterson has his first hit as a Fred Nat. And now one on for Nate Ochoa. Nationals leading 1-0 here in this top of the second. Peterson, the former Iowa Hawkeye, earned all Big Ten conference honors. Did Peterson, he's now at second base. First hit as a National. Nate Ochoa digs in, third appearance of the week. His first pitch is inside for ball one from Ricardo Breezuela. Breezuela back in the bump, second inning of work for the righty. He is sitting at 28 pitches, 19 strikes. He's found the zone, just probably a little too much against this stingy Nationals offense. 1-0 before that, a snap to second, and in back safely is Peterson. Burrows back in to make the tag at second base. Top of the second, Fred Nats and the Ballers in game five of the six-game series. Tomorrow, the final regular season home game of the season. And then the playoffs. Oh, they're coming. 1-0 is in there for a 1-1 count. If you haven't marked your calendars for Thursday, September 12th at Atrium Health Ballpark, I would advise you do. Looking like it's going to be a fun matchup here in Kannapolis. 1-1 count. Breezuela looks at second. Pitch on the way. Fastball just a touch outside, and the count is 2-1 on Nate Ochoa. Kelvin Diaz, the second baseman, awaits on deck. Top two Fred Nats leading 1-0 on a RBI single from Kevin Bazell back in the first. Pitch on the way. This one off the plate for now ball three. Ochoa working the count pretty quickly so far. The one run in the first inning was an unearned run for Brizuela, so it does not go against his ERA. 3-1 runner going. Popped up down the line and right. Drifting over Makarevich, calls everyone off, makes the catch. Throw will go into second, and Burrows can't make the play, but backing him up is Aurel Perez, as things could have got haywire there. But back in safely is Peterson. And well, with one out in the inning, nine-hole batter Kelvin Diaz will stand in as Ochoa pops out in foul ground for the first out. Things definitely could have gotten a little wild in this game. Had that ball gotten loose, Perez and Antonacci would have had to go on a sprinting. So Kelvin Diaz bats one on, one out. Brizuela set, a long look in. First pitch on the way. A breaking ball catches his own. Nothing and one. Looked like a changeup at 82 from Brizuela. Not a ton of spin on it. Brizuela doesn't really flash you a lot with the velocity. But he's got signs of it. On the bump. 0-1, a snap to second, a tag at second, and Peterson back in safely. Carlos Brizuela from Manique, Venezuela, spent last year in the Complex League for all of the 2023 season. 3-4, over 50 innings. He had 55 punchouts and just 16 walks. Not a guy that has too many free passes. 0-1 runner going, a foul tip, and Diaz stays alive, but it's nothing and two. Peterson will have to take the walk of shame back to second. Top of the second, 1-0 Fred Nats lead in game five of the series. Kannapolis has won seven of their last eight, and the Fredericksburg Nationals have lost four of their last six. Ballers certainly would like to pick up another win and clinch the series victory. 0-2, another little snap over to second. Burrows couldn't get to the base in time, and that's the second attempt over to the bag for Brizuela. So now anytime he tosses over in this at-bat, it's do or die. Great crowd on hand tonight for a beautiful Saturday evening in Kannapolis. Post-game fireworks on the schedule as well. 0-2 off the plate for a 1-2 count on Kelvin Diaz. And post-game fireworks, nothing better. 1-2 count with one out. Brizuela's pitch lifted into left. Coming out at first was McCants. Now he has to charge in and make the catch for the out. Retreating and back safely is Peterson at second. Now with two outs and a runner on, Brenner Cox digs in. So Brenner Cox flew out his first time up. And he's got Peterson at second currently. Brizuela definitely has seemed to settle in nicely here. He's allowed three hits, but that error to put the first runner of the game on for Fredericksburg really kind of foiled some of that momentum that Brizuela had. Two outs, first pitch to Cox is fouled off up here, and the count is nothing and one. Cox has sprayed the ball around the yard here this week, but is still is on a nine-game on-base streak, was held hitless in last night's contest, 0-4 with a walk. Nothing and one, Brizuela's pitch is a breaking ball just off the plate for ball one. Brizuela's fastball only sits 88-89. It's not going to be high velo, but it's a lot of control from Ricardo Brizuela. 1-1 pitch, fouled off up here again. Brenner Cox must have it out for us up here in the press box, and the count is 1-2. Just a beautiful night for baseball. One of those nights when bring the family out, grab a blanket, sit out in the left field berm, just enjoy the night. Some cotton candy skies going on in left center field. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball is a touch low and inside, and the count evens 2-2. Second story overlook at Towel City Tavern is packed. Good to see. Folks enjoying some tasty barbecue. Both at Towel City Tavern and from the Centerfield Smokehouse. 2-2 to Cox. Low one inside, and the count runs full on the leadoff batter, Brenner Cox. Towel City Tavern just opening not too long ago. Place has got some really good grub. If you haven't been over there yet, order the Centerfield Smokehouse for some barbecue. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Full count with two outs. It's the top of the second. Kannapolis trailing 1-0 to the Fredericksburg Nationals. 3-2 from Brizuela. Swung on and belted into right. Wolko drifts, backtracking, looking up, and that ball is out of here. Brenner Cox launches his 8th home run of the season. It's a 2-run shot that'll score Peterson from second, and that'll jump the Fred Nats ahead to now 3-0. Cox has 8 home runs on the year, and now with 2 outs and nobody on base, it's Elijah Green. Eighth homer of the year for Brenner Cox, kind of a forgotten about name on this roster, 4th rounder in 2022. He's not quite had the year he's wanted, but the 8th home run of the year for Cox makes it a 2 outs and a 3-0 Fred Nats lead. Elijah Green digs in. He's got some pop in his bat as well, but he leads the Carolina League in strikeouts. Pitch on the way is low and outside, and the count is 1-0. So now you get to the tough part of the order. This top 5 in the order for the Fred Nats, really difficult. Green at the plate is a top 30 prospect. 1-0 from Brizuela. Catches the zone. It's 1-1. Seaver King on deck. Number 5 prospect in the org. And then Kevin Bazell, number 14. And then Brandon Pimentel batting 5th in the order. Well, he's leading the league in RBI. 1-1 is low and outside. And the count is 2 balls and a strike. Elijah Green reached on an error his first time up, but a ground ball to Arxie Hernandez, who had to depart tonight's game with an injury. Brizuela winds and fires, 2-1 in the way. Fouled off just a piece of it from Elijah Green, and the count is 2-2. In Seaver King awaiting on deck. King has a single. Elijah Green reaching on the error his first time up. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a weak ground ball foul, still 2-2. Green on the series has 4 hits. Seaver King on deck has 7. The Fred Nats have had no shortage of offense in this series, but neither have the Ballers, who have won 3 of the first 4 matchups. 2-2 pitch. Another one fouled off. 2-2 remains your count. Brizuela's pitch count certainly getting up there. He's at 48 pitches, 2-2 count with 2 outs. From the windup, 2-2 to Elijah Green. Fouled off again, and we'll see an 8th pitch of the at-bat. This is not the scenario you want to see yourself in if you're Patrick Leland and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Brizuela, a guy that normally can go 5-6 innings, he's not had the same luck tonight. 2-2. Green swings another foul tip, and we'll see a 9th pitch of the at-bat. So this will be the 9th pitch of the at-bat for Elijah Green. As the pitch count for Brizuela is now at over 50. 2-2 on the way. Ground ball foul down the third baseline, and how about a 10th pitch of the at-bat? Because why not? Green battling at the plate. Stole a base in the first as well. Brizuela's tossed as many as 80 pitches in a start. That was back in late July, and he went 3 2/3. 2-2. Fouled off again. How about an 11th pitch of the at-bat? Things are getting silly here in Kannapolis. Daniel Gonzalez, the lefty, is up tossing for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Case Brizuela can't get out of it. 2-2, low and outside, and the count will run full now on Elijah Green. See a 12th pitch of the at-bat. So Elijah Green's shown a pretty long at-bat here, and now out comes Ronnie Hernandez to talk to Ricardo Brizuela. 11-pitch AB for the righty Brizuela. It's not just taxing on the pitcher, it's also pretty taxing on the batter. Got to keep stepping up and keep swinging. Green has 12 home runs, 50 RBI, batting 209 in the season. As mentioned, he does lead the Carolina League in strikeouts. He's at over 190. Full count with two outs. Brizuela trying to get out of the inning. Messing with the timing. Payoff pitch to Green. A swing and a ground ball foul down the line at third. And why not? How about a 13th pitch of the at-bat for Ricardo Brizuela? Foul ball down the line means we'll see a 13th pitch of the at-bat. Just a few here for Brizuela, who's seen his pitch count now jump to over 50 through just an inning and two-thirds. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and finally, after 13 pitches, Elijah Green down on strikes, and that is two innings of work done for Brizuela. 55 pitches, but it's two innings of work for Breeze. And now bottom of the second inning, Sakura back on the ball, McCants, Ronnie Hernandez, Harold Perez, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Well, T.J. McCants will step in, and he's got a face-off against Travis Sakura, who's back for his second inning of work. The righty got through the first inning pretty easily. First pitch of his second inning is low and inside for ball one. Travis Sakura is just the third different top 100 prospect in the Carolina League. He's only the second different one that the Kannapolis Cannonballers have faced off against this season. 1-0 is on the inside corner. The count is 1-1 on T.J. McCants. McCants, Ronnie Hernandez, Harold Perez due up against Travis Sakura. Sakura is the first top 100 pitching prospect the Ballers have seen this season. The other top 100 prospect overall is Blake Mitchell down in Columbia. 1-1 becomes 1-2 as T.J. McCants falling behind pretty quickly. Fastball slider splitter for Travis Sakura. From Round Rock, Texas, just outside of Austin, Texas. Ball and two strikes. Sakura's pitch swung on and built it into right. Backtracking Cox and over makes the catch for the out. A well-hit ball from McCants, but it's kind of right to Cox. And he swallows it up for out number one, F9. And now digging in, Ronnie Hernandez. So Ronnie will bat, and here comes pitching coach Justin Lord to talk to Sakura and the catcher in Jose Colmenares.
Oh,
Rony Hernandez will stand in. One out. Travis Sikora on the bump. And his second start of the season against Kannapolis. He'll set and first pitch on the way. This one low and inside. And the count is 1-0. Sikora changing up his rhythm. He's going more from the stretch. He's got a pretty high leg kick, does Sikora. 1-0 pitch on the way. This one low and inside. And the count is 2-0. Sikora works with a pretty high velo on the fastball. Signed as a third-round pick in 2023 out of Round Rock High School, the Nationals paid him double slot. 2-0, swing and a miss. The count is 2-1. Again, every draft pick has a slot value. In the third round, you're getting maybe right under $1 million. Well, Sikora got double what his slot value is worth. Signed away from the University of Texas as Rony fouls this one off up here. That was close. 2-1 on the catcher, Rony Hernandez. Sikora at 6'6". Definitely able to find some velo with a high leg kick and a fastball. Mid-90s, and can touch 101. 2-2. Rony swings, this one's popped up, and the count stays put, 2-2. Last outing for Sikora, 5 innings with no earned runs, 1 run that was unearned, 4 hits. And 6 punch-outs. In his last 10 innings, he struck out 16 batters. Has Sikora, 2-2 on the way. Low one outside, and the count runs full on Rony Hernandez. Sikora, not a guy that walks too many. In total, his last 6 starts, Sikora has only walked 4 batters. Full count, 1 out. Pitch to Rony Hernandez. So we're going to ground ball to first. Pimentel to his right makes the play, and a foot race easily won by Pimentel for out number 2. 5 up and 5 down against Sikora. Now digging in will be the righty bat of Gerald Perez. Perez digs in, number 14 overall prospect in the organization for the White Sox. Whole mess of talent in between these two sides. Nationals certainly have the upper hand this week here in Kannapolis of a top prospect talent. The Paulers have stuck it to them this week. 3 wins in their last 4 games. 0-1 your count as Sikora offers a first pitch changeup. 0-1 your count with 2 outs. Pitch on the way. Perez takes in the dirt for ball 1. Ryan Burrows, second baseman, awaits on deck. Sikora and his second inning of action. It's actually pitched worse on the road, but not by much. 2.60 ERA on the road. At home, it's a 2.35. 1-1 pitch on the way to Gerald Perez. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball. And the count is 1-2. Sikora's quote-unquote worst outing in his last few outings. That was back on the 20th of July against Salem. Gave up 3 runs in 3 innings. 1-2. Up and in, almost hits Herald at 95. Count is 2-2. In his last 6 starts, Sikora has struck out 10 batters 3 different times. Definitely a high strikeout guy. Perez grounds his 2-2 past Seaver King, and that's in a left base hit. Gerald Perez up to first, and the Ballers have their first base runner of the night, and it's going to be base hit charge to Gerald Perez. So King can't make the play at short, and at first for the Ballers, their first base runner of the night. 2 outs, and digging in is Ryan Burrows. So well hit ball for Perez. King trying to make a nice little play to his right, and he's a righty thrower, so had to move his lefty glove over. It's a base hit, and with 2 outs, Burrows digs in. First pitch, swinging a first pitch miss, nothing and one. So Perez is the first hit of the night for Kannapolis. Takes a good lead over at first. Sikora has to work from the stretch. 0-1 pitch to Burrows is low and inside. The count is 1-1. Sikora, when he's working from the stretch, can't really go with that high leg kick. Has to really utilize some of that motion off of the rubber. Perez 0-1 on stolen bases on the year. Not a guy that will take off too often. Snap throw to first. Sikora didn't care about my thoughts or my stats. Still going to check on Perez. Burroughs unexpectedly playing in tonight's game. Was supposed to have the day off, but Arxie Hernandez being pulled with an injury. And here we are, 1-1. Swing and a miss. Burroughs can't make contact. It's 1-2. Socorro got a little mini leg kick in there. I will say this. His delivery is not the most repeatable, but he gets the job done. 1-2. Swinging a looping fly ball in a right. Brenner Cox will trot over to right center, and under it makes the catch for the out. F9 for Ryan Burroughs. He is the first out, and the third out, I should say, of the inning. First out since the Ballers had a base runner on. So that's two shutout innings for Socorro, and we'll go to the top half of the third. Breeze Layla back in the bump, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Bally Live. Top three, Fred Nats lead 3-0. Top of the third, Ricardo Brizuela back of the bump. Seaver King steps in, and he'll offer the first pitch. Will Brizuela up and away for ball one. King, Bazell, and Pimentel do up. Top three, Fred Nats up 3-0 over York Annapolis Cannonballers. Brizuela winds, 1-0 pitch. Inside and low, 2-0 on Seaver King. Four-game hit streak for Seaver. That's every game of this series. He has reached base with a base hit. 2-0 from Brizuela, taken low and outside, and the count is 3-0. As we talked about a little earlier, Seaver King, 2 years at Wingen, the Division II level. Won the Division II National Championship, then spent a year at Wake Forest. So never really spent further than an hour and a half away from Kannapolis in his time in college ball. 3-0 low, and very quickly a four-pitch walk for Seaver King. So now one on and nobody out for the Fred Nats. Kevin Bazell digs in. King stands in at first. Bazell digs in. He had the RBI single back in the first. That put the Fred Nats on the board to start. Brizuela's first pitch is on the outside corner. Nothing in one of the DH. Bazell. Top of the third. Ballers trailing 3-0. Just the second time this week where they have not scored a first inning run. Bazell launches the 0-1 into the gap in right center. That's trouble. It'll fall and roll all the way to the triples alley. King being waved home. He will score. Throw comes in from center. And up to third goes Bazell. A 2-for-2 night with two RBI for Kevin Bazell. King crosses the plate. And the Fred Nats jump ahead 4-0 here in the top of the third. And now with nobody out and a runner on, it's Brandon Pimentel. So Bazell gets another RBI base hit. This time it's a triple. And Pimentel will bat with one on and nobody out. First pitch on the way from Brizuela is low and inside for ball one. On Brandon Pimentel. Infield has to play in with a runner on third and nobody out. Pitch on the way. Inside almost hits Pimentel, and they're going to say it did. HBP for Pimentel. That puts two on now for the Fred Hats. Nobody out still. And digging in will be Jose Colmenares, the catcher. Brizuela's definitely not had his stuff tonight. This is the most runs he's allowed in a single outing since his debut for the Ballers, in which he gave up 8 runs on 11 hits in 5 innings of action back here on July the 6th. First pitch to Colmenares, line drive right field. Wolko trailing in, lays out, can't make the catch. He gets by him, and runners will score. Bazell crosses the plate. Up to second goes Pimentel. RBI base hit for Jose Colmenares, and that'll be another run on the board for the Fred Nats. 4-0 becomes a 5-0 here in this third inning. 2 on, and still nobody out. Taken in is the batter Sam Peterson, the left fielder. The Ballers just haven't had their stuff tonight. The good news is the offense will likely try to make it good as Burrows makes the snag of the line drive. Diving back in at second safely is the runner Pimentel. Burrows almost had the double play unassisted. But it's just one out as Peterson lines out to Burrows, L4. 2 on and 1 out now for Nato Choa. So an L4, and Ochoa now digs in with 2 on and 1 out. He popped up to Makarevic's his first time up. Brizuela said he's now at 65 pitches. First pitch to Ochoa, low and outside for ball one. It is Daniel Gonzalez tossing. Gonzalez has tossed just twice earlier this series, but he's only faced two batters. He's faced one batter in each time he stepped to the plate. 1-0 is on the inside corner. 1-1 on Nato Choa. Fred Nats have put 6 runs on the board here against Kannapolis through 2 1/3 innings against Brizuela. 1-1. Low one inside. 1-2 was what the count was wanted to be, but it's 2-1 on Nato Choa. Darker clouds starting to roll in here in Kannapolis. Looks like we're still good, though, as far as weather is concerned. 2-1 from Brizuela. Low one outside, and the count runs to 3-1. 3 balls and a strike on Ochoa. Not even an hour into this game. 3-1 pitch. Ochoa grounds this one to third. And Tanachi with a snag. Second for one on to first. Double play is in order. It's a 5-4-3 double play. A nice play in the field by Antonacci. Ochoa is out on a 5-4-3 double play. Out at second, Colmenares on the 5-4. Nice effort from Antonacci. And that is the end of the top of the third. Sikora back of the bump. Bottom three we go. Due up for the Ballers. Miller, Green, Archer, and Antonacci. When we come back of the Ballers, Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Lyle Miller-Green leads it off. Bottom of the third inning against Travis Sikora. Back of the mound is third inning of work for the righty. First pitch is on the outside corner from Travis Sikora. Nothing and one on Miller-Green. Archer and Antonacci to bat. Following Miller-Green in the spot on the third. 5-0 Fred Nats lead, who have had a lot of luck against Ricardo Brizuela tonight. 1-1 your count now. As that one touches the outside part of the plate, just not in the zone. Ball and a strike on a Miller-Green. Pitch delivered. A swing and a miss on a changeup. 1-2. Travis Sikora, third inning of action for the righty. And 7 o'clock first pitch. He was out here at 2 o'clock getting ready to go. 1-2, swing and a miss. And Miller-Green down on strikes. There is the second punch out of the night for Travis Sikora. One down in the inning, and Nathan Archer, the batter. Nathan Archer's reached in 7 games in a row, looking to make it 8 here against Sikora. First pitch from the righty is just a touch outside for ball one. Sikora at 20 years of age. 3-0 in the month of August, 25 2/3 innings pitched. His ERA has been 1.05. 1-0, Archer swings and can't make contact. It's 1-1. Sikora has shown off what he can do, definitely, so far in this outing. Just one hit allowed by the ballers. 1-1 outside corner, and Sikora gets the call from home plate umpire Michael Cross. It's 1-2. Tyler Green's your infield umpire. Umpires is assigned by the Carolina League. Ball and two strikes. Pitch from Sikora in and out of the glove of Colmenares. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Antonacci, top of the order, awaits on deck. We're in the bottom of the third. Ballers trail by 5. Sikora is 2-2. Up and in for ball 3. Archer, the 12th rounder out of Bowling Green, the Falcons, and the MAC. Heard it's a popular choice for some dynasty modes in college football. 3-2, swing and a miss, and there's strike 3. Sikora picks up his third punch out of the night. With 2 outs now, the ballers will turn it around. Top of the order, it's Sam Antonacci. Antonacci stands in 0 for 1. 7-game hit streak, 10-game on-base streak for the 5th rounder out of Coastal Carolina. Sikora's first pitch, fastball inside, 1-0, 94 miles an hour. Sikora's fastball has some movement. About 16 or so inches of vertical break. That's a lot of movement. 1-0 is on the inside corner, and the count is 1-1. Ball and a strike on Antonacci. Sikora quick pitches and finds the zone with a breaking ball. 1-2 on Antonacci pretty quickly. Sikora one strike away from getting a strike out of the side here. Timeout at home by Colmenares. Wolko waits on deck. Antonacci flew out his first time up against Sikora. Core number 3 prospect in the Nats org. 1-2 in the way. Fastball upstairs, and Antonacci watches it all the way. 2-2. Fifth rounder out of Coastal Carolina. Batting 278 in his short time with the ballers. 8 RBI, no homers. 2-2. Low one inside. Sikora can't find the zone, and the count runs full. One base runner for the ballers tonight. That's it. Was a single from Gerald Perez. Full count, 2 outs. Payoff pitch. Foul tip from Antonacci. Still a full count on the Ballers leadoff batter. Sikora only went 3 innings in his outing up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium against Annapolis back in June. Full count with two outs. Payoff pitch again. And Tanachi watches it on the inside. Cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. And Travis Sikora gets a strikeout of the side. He's now got four punch outs through three innings. And that sends us into the middle third of tonight's action. It's the top of the fourth we go. It'll be Diaz, Cox, and Green due up on the Ballers Baseball Network in Bowie Live. We'll see who goes out of the bump for the Ballers when we come back. Ricardo Brizuela's day is done. Three innings of work for the Rhiney. Ballers move to the bullpen. It's Daniel Gonzalez on the side arming lefty. First pitch is inside to Kelvin Diaz for ball one. Brizuela's three innings tonight. Turned over to Daniel Gonzalez, 6 foot, 360-pound, 22-year-old. The lefty from Maracaibo, Venezuela. It's Daniel Gonzalez on the bump. 1-0 lifted foul on the count is 1-1 on Kelvin Diaz. Brenner Cox, Elijah Green to follow. Top of the fourth, Fred Natz up 5-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Three innings on the night for Brizuela. Pretty short outing, all things considered. 1-1 is low and in for 2-1 on Diaz. Shortest outing of the season for Brizuela in a Ballers uniform. Six hits, five runs, four earned, with one walk and two punch outs for Brizuela. Gonzalez enters for the third time this week. He's only faced two batters in his prior two appearances with two strikeouts. 2-1. Lifted in the left, trailing over McCants, and on the jog will make the catch for the out. There's a first out of the top of the fourth. F7, one down, digging in Brenner Cox. So Brenner Cox stands in, a two-run home run back in the second inning. Fredericksburg's put up runs in every inning they've stepped to the plate. Gonzalez winds and fires. First pitch is inside and hits Cox, and it'll be an HBP. Second hit by pitch of the night for the Ballers pitching staff. And now with one on, one out, Elijah Green, the center fielder, digs in. We're in the top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, of course, a busy night. One game canceled due to some rain. Lynchburg and Carolina unable to get things going tonight. Up at Bank of the James Stadium, one final to report in a doubleheader. The Down East Wood Ducks fall 3-2 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. One out, Elijah Green digs in. First pitch, runner takes off at side of the plate. Snap throw to second, and a tag. Out at second is Cox. A snap throw from Rony Hernandez and a beautiful tag from Ryan Burrows. There's the second out of the inning. It's a 2-4 on the caught stealing for Brenner Cox. There's the second out. Elijah Green has a 1-0 count. Pitch was outside from Gonzalez, but what a beautiful throw from Ronnie Hernandez. 1-0 count, two outs. Pitch on the way, up and in to Green. It's 2-0. Bottom of the sixth in the second game of the doubleheader. Myrtle Beach at Down East in that game. Wood Ducks trailing 2-1 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Top of the eighth, Fayetteville and Charleston are tied at 2. 2-0 inside corner, 2-1 on Elijah Green. Top of the fifth, Augusta trailing 3-0 to the Columbia Fireflies. And bottom of the third, Delmarva up 5-1 on the Salem Red Sox. 2-1 to Green is a breaking ball that catches the zone. It's 2-2 on the Fred Nat center fielder. Green on the day is 0-2. He's reached once, scored a run, and stolen a base. Not in that order, of course. Two balls and two strikes. Green will get a time call. Seaver King, the shortstop, awaits on deck. 2-2 count with two outs. Gonzalez said he'll look in for the signs. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. He pulled the string at Elijah Green, and no contact made. Green strikes out for the second time tonight, and Gonzalez gets an unconventional 1-2-3 frame. That'll send us into a break. We'll go to the bottom half of the fourth. Sikora will be back in the bump, and it's time to bat Wolko, Makarevics, and McCants. And we come back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Don't go anywhere. Meet of the order coming up against Travis Sikora. Power on power, round two. George Wolko digs in against Travis Sikora to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Sikora got the better of him in the first round, and 111-mile-an-hour ground ball on the first pitch. A swing and a miss for strike one on George Wolko. First AB for George today, 111-mile-an-hour ground ball that Seaver King able to vacuum up at short in the first inning. Sikora back of the bump, fourth inning of work for the righty, 0-1 to Wolko. Low and inside, even at a ball and a strike on the right fielder, Wolko. 11 games in a row reaching base for the 18-year-old from Downers Grove, Illinois. 6'7", lefty bat with a whole lot of pop. 11 homers leads the Ballers. 1-1. Low one outside. Sikora tries to stretch the zone, but it's a little too far out there. 2-1. That ball had, like, no spin. Little splitter off the arm of Travis Sikora. 2-1 pitch to Wolko. A breaking ball up and away. Loses the handle of the slider, and it's 3-1. Low 80s with his breaking balls. A slider and a splitter. That mid-90s fastball. Definitely what Sikora leans on. 3-1 count. Wolko might see one here. Pitch delivered is a slider. And home plate umpire Michael Cross rang him up on the 3-1. It's a full count now on King George. Full count, nobody out. Sikora set of the bump. He works from the line. 3-2 to Wolko. Breaking ball that time. You ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. And it's another punch out for Travis Sikora. Fourth in a row. He's got five of the night. And with one down, it's Alec Makarevic digging in. Just the second strikeout looking for Sikora tonight. Of his five, he's got three swinging, two looking. One out, Amak digs in. He was 0 for 1 of the strikeout in the first inning. First pitch on the way is a fastball up and away for ball one. Makarevic's a 17-game on-base streak. Does lead the ballers in that category on the season. 1-0 count with one out. Pitch delivered. A swing and a miss on what looks to be a changeup. But the count is 1-1. Makarevic has the second longest hit streak in the Carolina League. That's active at the moment, 17. Only behind Jason Chorio. Ball and a strike pitch from Sikora. And Makarevic launches this into center. Backtracking Elijah Green on the run and makes the catch for the out. On the jog, makes the snag. Elijah Green shows off a lot of speed and is able to make the catch for the second out. Digging in will be TJ McCants. Miss Casey Betty has made her first appearance of the nine ballers bent dog. And McCants will stand in with two outs. Actually, two ballers at the top of some streaks. Sam Antonacci, leadoff batter for the ballers. Tied for the longest hit streak in the league. It's seven games in a row. Just one hit for Kannapolis today was Haral Perez. Two outs, first pitch. McCants gets a bunt down and lands foul. And the count is nothing and one. I like the idea to try to catch Sikora off balance. 0-1 your count on McCants. 0-1 with a fly out on the night into right field for TJ. McCants, a 16th rounder out of Alabama, native of Pensacola, Florida. 0-1 count with two outs. Bottom of the fourth, 5-0, Fredericksburg leads. Sikora winds 0-1. Can't swings and misses late on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-2. Sikora's fastball moves. It's fast, but more importantly, it's got over a foot of break, and what that means is it moves a lot. 0-2 pitch to McCants, delivered as a breaking ball catches his own, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And Travis Sikora has six punch outs through four innings of work. And Sikora has sat down a grand total of seven ballers in a row now. We'll go into the fifth. Kannapolis still trailing 5-0. We'll take a break and be right back. Gonzalez is back to the bump. It'll be Seaver King leading it off. Kevin Mizell, Brandon Pimentel do up on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Seaver King's 1-4-1 tonight with a single and a walk on his evening. He'll face Daniel Gonzalez for the first time. First pitch, looper towards short. Caught by Haral Perez at short. He flips to first to confirm it. And there is out number one just like that. One pitch, one out. Looked like it was a chopper off the bat of Seaver King. It looked like a soft liner. But from our vantage point, we weren't able to see the first chop. So it's a 6-3 of King for the first out. And now Kevin Bazell will bat. Bazell has been the most dangerous Fred Nat batter of this game. An RBI single and an RBI triple. First pitch from Gonzalez off the plate for ball one. Sprezuela facing a couple of times through the order for the Fred Nats. And Daniel Gonzalez digs in. 1-0 pitch is outside to Bazell, 2-0. Bazell, the number 14 overall prospect in the organization for the Washington Nationals, third rounder out of Texas Tech. 2-0. Low one outside, and the count is 3-0. Texas Tech, the Red Raiders. Alma mater of I've heard an okay football player. You might have heard of Patrick Mahomes. Former Texas Tech Red Raider. 3-0 count, one out. Pitch for Gonzalez is on the inside corner, 3-1. Elsewhere in the White Sox organization, well, a doubleheader down in Charlotte. Knights win 5-3 in the first game, and they're up 4-3 in the second game. 3-1 count on Bazell. Pitch delivered by Gonzalez, a swing and a miss, and the count is 3-2. Top of the fifth, Birmingham up 1-0 in Chattanooga over the Lookouts. Birmingham, the AA affiliate of the White Sox. And top of the fifth, the Winston-Salem Dash trailing 4-1 to the Brooklyn Cyclones, IA affiliate of the New York Mets. Full count, one out, pitch to Bazell. Ground ball foul on a breaking ball, and the count is 3-2. Full count with one out. Brandon Pimentel, first baseman, awaits on deck. Gonzalez winds and fires, 3-2. This one sprayed down the line and right, hooking, and foul ball. That'll end up in the right field terrace. Full count with one out on the DH, Bazell. Pimentel, first baseman, awaits. Bazell led now a multi-hit game. He has two of these six on the night for Fredericksburg. Gonzalez at 18 pitches. So far, so good for the lefty in his third outing of the series. 3-2 pitch to Bazell. Low for ball four. It's a free pass issued. Gonzalez has his second technical base runner of the night, allowed by the Fred Nats on offense. And now one on, one out for Brandon Pimentel. One out, first pitch up and in, hits Pimentel, and it'll be a hit-by pitch, third of the night for the Ballers pitching staff. That'll put two on now as Pimentel reaches on a hit-by pitch the second time in this game. Two on and one out for Jose Colmenares. One out and two on for the Fred Nats, 5-0. They lead over Kannapolis in game five of the series. A win tonight would make it 3-2 in favor of Kannapolis. Setting up tomorrow being the deciding game. A split or a win. Colmenares lines the first pitch into right center. Base hit, it rolls into the gap. Scoring will be Bazell. Pimentel up to third. He's being waved home. Throw comes in from Wolko, and a play at the plate coming. Snap throw, not in time. And scoring from first is Pimentel. It's a two RBI double for Jose Colmenares. And the Fred Nats continue their hot hitting ways. It's now 7-1 in this top of the fifth inning. And with one on and one out, it's Sam Peterson, left fielder. So Jose Colmenares contributes with his second hit of the night, a multi-hit game now. Fred Nats jump out ahead big time, 7-1. 7-0, I should say. Here in this top of the fifth, 7-0. Fred Nats shutting out Kannapolis in this game so far tonight. Sam Peterson digs in, left fielder. First pitch, swing and a lifted fly ball foul. On the count is nothing and one. Peterson a double and a line out on the night. He's had a couple of hard hit balls. Facing Gonzalez for the first time. Clouds rolling in here in Kannapolis, but no rain signs to note of. A one pitch. Little looper into right. That's going to fall in front of Wolko. Base hit. Being held at third is Colmenares. Throw comes in from George. And it's a station-to-station single for Sam Peterson, who now has a multi-hit game. Frednatz now with eight hits on the night. And Peterson has two of them. That's three multi-hit games for the Frednatz. And out comes Blake Hickman to talk. Runners on the corners, one out for Nate Ochoa. Fourth double of the year for Colmenares, and then Sam Peterson now with two hits in his Frednatz debut. Blake Hickman out to talk to Daniel Gonzalez. Kannapolis will have a couple of arms available to work out of the pen. However, we're only in the top of the fifth with one out. Still a lot of baseball left. I imagine Kannapolis doesn't want to burn through their arms tonight at too quick a pace. So Pimentel scores on the double from Colmenares, as does Bazell. Colmenares doubles, and he's now at third after the single from Peterson. That sends up runners on the corners for Ochoa. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch from Gonzalez, low and inside. Gets by Rony Hernandez. Play coming to the plate. It's not in time. And Colmenares will score on the wild pitch. Up to second goes Peterson. Wild pitch for Daniel Gonzalez. Scores another runner, making it 8-0 Frednatz. Here in the top of the fifth. Fredericksburg's put up runs in every inning except the fourth. One-sided affair in tonight's action. 1-0 count with one out. Pitch on the way, runner taken off. A pitch is inside, and a runner gets to third. It's Peterson. So a wild pitch and a stolen base. Now runner on third. Still just one out in the inning. This is the sixth batter of the inning for the Frednatz. 2-0 swing and a miss. 2-1. On Nate Ochoa, 0-2 with a pop out and a ground into a double play. Fredericksburg all over Kannapolis tonight, 8-0 your score. 2-1 from Gonzalez, low one inside, 3-1. Kannapolis definitely has had their struggles tonight on the bump. It's been the exact opposite for Sakura. Coming into tonight's game has given up just the one base runner. 3-1 pitch. Ochoa takes low ball four. Infield has to play in. And now runners on the corners with one out on the free pass from Gonzalez. Second walk of the inning. And now nine-hole batter Kelvin Diaz digs in. So bad turning worse here in the top of the fifth with one out. Gonzalez digging in with one out of the bump. First pitch to Diaz, a swing and a miss. The count nothing and one on the second baseman, Kelvin Diaz. Diaz 0-2 with a pair of flyouts. 0-1 your count with one out. Pitch delivered. It'll pop up into foul ground. Rony gives it a look. It'll stay in the field of play, but it's too far for him to get there. Nothing and two on Diaz. Brenner Cox, right fielder, awaits on deck. Top five, Frednatz lead 8-0. Pitch delivered. Swung on a foul tip. And still nothing and two on Kelvin Diaz. We're at an hour and a half of action tonight, only in the top of the fifth. Fredericksburg up 8-0. Lefty center of the bump, a long look at first. Pitch delivered. Swinging a little nubber foul off the end of the bat from Diaz. Nothing in two, your count. Top of the fifth. Annapolis definitely on the wrong end of a offensive outburst from the Fred Nats tonight. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball right center. Wolko trailing, and he's not going to get there. Ball will fall in the gap, and that'll score one runner at least. Up to third will go Ochoa, and it's an RBI double for Kelvin Diaz. Scoring from third is Peterson, and now it's still two runners on and still just one out in the inning for the top of the order, Brenner Cox. So a four-run top of the fifth has now made Kannapolis a trailing team of now a nine-run lead for Fredericksburg. Two outs, Brenner Cox stands in. A two-run home run back in the second. He turns and faces the lefty-lefty matchup. For the second time tonight, he was hit by a pitch his first time up. First pitch, low and inside for ball one. It's now an arm up tossing for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Looks like Pierce George, the righty. 1-0 count. Gonzalez has allowed his fair share tonight. 1-0 pitch. Low and inside, and the count is 2-0. Gonzalez has allowed four runs on a flurry of base hits. Three to be exact. 2-1 and 1-out. Pitch delivered by Gonzalez is off the plate for ball three. And Gonzalez might be running out of gas. He's at 36 pitches and 19 strikes. One out and two on for the Fred Nats. Pitch to Cox is inside ball four. And it gets by the catcher Hernandez. Runners will move up, though, on the wild pitch from Gonzalez. Scoring will be Ochoa. Up to third goes Diaz. And now runners on the corners with a 10-0 lead for the Fred Nats. And with two on and still one out, digging in will be Elijah Green. So Ochoa comes around to score on the wild pitch. Still no signs of Gonzalez being removed from this game. 10-0 your score. Runners on the corners with one out. Pitch delivered by the lefty. A swing and a miss. Elijah Green down nothing and one. Well, the Fred Nats have given Travis Sikora quite a good amount of run support tonight. 10 runs on 9 hits here through just a couple of innings. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Fredericksburg's largest margin of victory this year came back in July. They had a 12-run lead, a 17-5 win over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Back on July the 24th. Their largest margin of loss was only 5 runs. 0-2 pitch. Just a touch low for a 1-2 count now. Elijah Green continues the AV. Most runs in a single game this year for Fredericksburg is 16. They're well on their way here. Through 4 1/3 with 10 hits. In 10 runs, I should say. 1-2, broken bat, fly ball on the right. Wolko comes in, it falls in front of him, base hit. Play at the plate, coming, throw goes home, and Ronnie Hernandez can't make the tag. Scoring on the play is Diaz. Up to second goes Cox, and Elijah Green has an RBI single. 11-0, Fred Nats lead, a 6-run, a 5th inning, and they have now officially batted around. Seaver King will step to the plate for the second time this inning, and not before Patrick Leland comes out. That'll be the end of the day for Daniel Gonzalez. We'll see a new pitcher on the way. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Bally Live. Top 5, 11-0. Fredericksburg on top. Well, Canapolis has changed over to another new pitcher on the bump. It's Jesus Mendez making his third appearance of the series. It's a 6'1", 190-pound, 19-year-old from Venezuela takes over on the bump. It is the third pitcher used by Canapolis tonight. One on in the out category, two on base for the Fred Nats. First pitch to King is fouled off, and the count is nothing. One that ends up down in the seats, heads up. Nothing and one on Seaver King. King at the plate. He already batted this inning in what feels like an eternity ago. 0-for-1 of the ground out in the fifth inning, but before that, a single and a walk. 0-1 off the plate from Mendez, and the count is a ball and a strike. Mendez has had two of his worst outings of his season this week against the Fred Nats. In a combined inning and a third, 7 runs on 8 hits with an over 48 ERA. 2 strikeouts and a walk for Mendez. 1-1. King swings, lifted high and foul. The count is 1-2. Cox is at second. Elijah Green's at first. The Fred Nats have 11 runs on 10 hits. Still just one out in this inning. Fredericksburg absolutely pouncing all over Canapolis tonight, giving Travis Sikora quite a bit of cushion of a lead. 1-2 pitch. Mendez gets a ground ball from King to short. Perez charges in, fields, and a throw to first in time for the out. So they do get the one out. King out on a 6-3 put out yet again in the frame. Runners do move up. Green will go to second. Cox to third. And with two on, now two outs, Kevin Bazell bats 2-for-2 with a multitude of RBI. Two outs, Mendez center the bomb. First pitch to Bazell is low and outside for ball one. Bazell, an RBI single in the first, RBI triple in the third. He walked earlier in this inning. Daniel Gonzalez's final line, 1 and a third, 4 hits, at the moment 6 runs. It could be as many as 8. 2-0 the count now as Bazell launches that one a little low. 3 walks and 1 punch out for Gonzalez. It is his worst outing of the series, probably the worst outing of the season for Daniel Gonzalez. 2-0 pitch from Mendez. Fouled off. Bazell gets a good piece of it, but it's 2-1. Canapolis couldn't be further from the same success that the Fred Nats have had tonight. 11 runs on 10 hits. The ball, there's no runs and 1 hit. And 1 hit from Haral Perez back in the second, and he was left stranded. 2-1. Low one outside for ball 3. This inning has been so long that Travis Sikora, the starter, went back into the bullpen and started tossing some warm-up pitches just to stay hot for the Fred Nats. Mendez set, 3-1 delivered. Ground ball foul down the line for Bazell. Counter runs full as he snapped the bat. He'll have to grab a new piece of lumber. Kevin Bazell, number 14 overall prospect in the organization for the Washington Nationals. Again, have their A-ball team in Fredericksburg. After Fredericksburg, you go to Wilmington, Delaware, and play for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Double A, the Harrisburg Senators in Pennsylvania. And then Triple A, the Rochester Red Wings. Rochester, New York, home of the ever famous garbage plates. 3-2. Swinging a foul tip off the bat of Bazell. Count will stay full at 3-2. Now that I've said a Rochester garbage plate, my mouth is watering. If you've never had a Rochester garbage plate, Google it, look it up. Pretty tasty stuff. You just got to have a bit of an iron stomach, or you'll be a hurting unit the next day. Full count, 2 outs. Mendez's pitch on side and upstairs for ball 4, and the inning will continue as Mendez says, hold on a second, he thought that was a swing effort from Bazell. as now infield and home plate umpires will convene. They actually might be thinking that it hit the bat. They're going to say it hit him in the arm. So a hit-by pitch of Bizzell will extend this inning even further. Brandon Pimentel will bat. He was hit by a pitch in this inning already. He's been hit by a pitch twice tonight. And the Fred Nats, as a team, have been hit by a pitch four times in this game through 4 2/3 innings. It's been a painful victory for the Fred Nats so far tonight. Two outs, first pitch. Swing and a miss from Pimentel, nothing and one. Mendez is set, looking in for the signs. 0-1 to Pimentel delivered. Swinging a fly ball center field. Archer has to backtrack as it's hit well. And on the run, drops the ball. He can't make contact. No catch made. Scoring is Cox. Scoring Green. And scoring is Bizzell. Up to third goes Pimentel. It's a 3 RBI triple off the bat of Brandon Pimentel. And it will be 3 more runs added to the board for the Fredericksburg Nationals. It is 14-0 in this top of the fifth with 2 outs. Jose Colmenares digs in. Pimentel is at third. 3 runners cross. It's 14-0 with 2 outs. Colmenares stands in. First pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. A 9-run top of the fifth. Nine runs on a multitude of hits. What is right now 3, it could be as many as 4, still awaiting the scoring. Ground ball for Colmenares and the 0-1 is short. Perez will field it, on to first he goes. And finally, what feels like an eternity later, the Ballers are out of the top of the fifth, but they are in a hole quite large. It is 14-0, Fredericksburg leading over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Travis Sikora back of the bump. Bottom of the fifth we go here in Kannapolis. Hernandez, Perez, and Ryan Burrows do up on the Ballers, Baseball Network, and Bally Live. Well, Fredericksburg up on Kannapolis by a pair of touchdowns as Rony Hernandez will get the first pitch. It's low and inside for ball one. One 1-0 is on the inside corner, 1-1. It's two touchdowns to nothing. Oh, wait, this is a baseball game? It's 14-0. Fredericksburg over Kannapolis. 11 hits for the Fred Nats. 1-1 to Hernandez. Low and inside in the corner for a 1-2 count. Travis Sikora in his fifth inning of action. 14 runs on 11 hits for the Fred Nats. No runs on one hit for Kannapolis. 1-2 is inside for ball two on Ronnie Hernandez. Sikora in his fifth inning of work has six punch-outs. Hernandez 0-for-1 with a ground out. And his day against Sikora. Pitch delivered. A breaking ball is outside, and the count runs full on Ronnie Hernandez. Sikora struck out the side in the third. Struck out two of the three batters he faced in the fourth. He's got five punch-outs in his last six batters faced. Full count, nobody out. Pitch delivered. Outside ball four, first walk of the day for Travis Sikora. Ronnie Hernandez takes the free pass, and Kannapolis, the comeback starts now. Bottom five, and a runner on now for Gerald Perez, who has the only hit of the game for the Ballers. Big lead for the Fred Nats. They've gotten a lot of help all around from their top prospects. First pitch to Perez is on the inside corner. Nothing and one on the shortstop, Gerald Perez. Hernandez at first, not a stolen base threat by any means. A one pitch from Sikora. A little looper down the line and left, hooking towards foul ground, and indeed falls foul. Nothing and two on Gerald Perez. Well, in case your day hasn't been full of college football already, we got a football score going on here in Kannapolis. This is looking like the Georgia-Clemson game from earlier today. Sorry, Clemson fans. So two on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Travis Sikora, seven punch-outs through four and a third innings tonight here in Kannapolis. And with one on, one out, it's Ryan Burrows due up. They fly out the first time up for Burrows. Original scoring decision from an RBI triple for Pimentel was an error on Archer, but the error taken off the board, and it's a triple for Pimentel. 0-1 your count on Burrows as Sikora finds the zone in a slider. Burrows 0-for-1. Kind of an unexpected player in tonight's game. He finds the zone on the 0-1, does Sikora. Nothing and two on the second baseman, Burrows. Burrows had the day off today initially, but two batters into the game had to be inserted as a defensive replacement. Shifting Antonacci to third for the injured Arxie Hernandez. 0-2 from Sikora. Check swing, and Burrows got a piece of it. Nothing and two with one out. O-2 count with one out. Lyle Miller-Green awaiting on deck. Sikora's 0-2 is on the outside corner. Bring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Eight punch outs for Travis Sikora. And with two outs and a runner on, digging in is Lyle Miller-Green. Miller-Green bats 0-for-1 of the strikeout. He actually tossed a small bullpen earlier today. Did Miller-Green. First pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Miller-Green, a two-way player. 17th rounder out of Austin Peay in Tennessee. Nothing and one. Your count. Pitch delivered. Chopper towards short. Played by Seaver King. It's off his mid and in the center field. That one goes. Ronnie Hernandez breaks for third. A slide at third. Ball gets loose. Pin Sikora picks the ball up. On a play, ground ball off the middle, a play is made by Seaver King. A ball gets loose in the outfield. It's an error on Seaver King. And reaching is Lyle Miller-Green at first on the error. Hernandez gets up to third on the play. And now digging in with runners on the corners and two out, Nathan Archer. Sikora So Archer will bat as now the Ballers getting their best opportunity here against Sikora. After a walk and now an error from Seaver King at short, have put two on for Kannapolis with two outs. First pitch to Archer, a big swing and a big miss for a nothing and one count. Seaver King with an error on the board. First error of the night for Fredericksburg. So we're in the bottom of the fifth. It's 14-0 Frednats. A one. Archer takes on the outside corner. Nothing and two on a fastball. Sikora is at about 75 pitches, 50 strikes. He's at eight strikeouts. It's been more of the same for Travis Sikora tonight. Very Travis Sikora-esque night for the Frednats. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Tag from Colmenares and out of it. In the fifth here is Sikora, five innings, and he picks up a total of nine strikeouts through his five shutout frames. Just one hit on the board for the Ballers, and we go to the top half of the sixth. Frednats will bat, and it's Peterson, Ochoa, and Diaz due up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Sam Peterson, left fielder, digs in. First pitch, and it's more of the same. First pitch is a fly ball in the right center. That's going to fall in the gap, and how about a 12th hit for the Frednats? Because why not? Turning and headed for third is Peterson. Throw comes in from the gap, and bouncing around in the shallow area of the infield is the ball as Sam Peterson triples, because why not? Let's just keep the game going. Sam Peterson's now a home run away from the cycle in his Frednats debut. And now with a total of one on and nobody out, it's Nate Ochoa. This game has gotten to the point where it's just downright painful. I mean, even if you're a Fredericksburg fan, this is just getting excessive. Nobody out. First pitch to Ochoa is a little looper in a right base hit, and it's now 15-0 in favor of the Fredericksburg Nationals. An RBI single for Nate Ochoa, and the wheels keep on turning. RBI single for Ochoa. Digging in is Kelvin Diaz. So Diaz stands in. Nobody out. And a runner on. First pitch outside for ball one on Kelvin Diaz. Diaz a double and a couple of flyouts on the night for the nine-hole batter for Fredericksburg. 1-0 swing and a miss, and the count is 1-1. One pitch from Mendez is low for ball two on Kelvin Diaz, the second baseman. Ballers down 15-0, being out hit by a score of 13-1. Mendez's pitch, low and outside, it's 2-2. Top of the order, Brenner Cox awaits on deck. There's a lefty tossing in the pen for the Fred Nats. Sikora's day is likely done. 3-1 line drive, left field, base hit. Up to second goes Ochoa. And Diaz up to first. 14th hit of the night for the Fred Nats. Wheels keep turning. Nobody out. And top of the order, it's Brenner Cox. This is the fourth time through the order for the Fred Nats. And it's now the fifth time as Cox steps to the plate for the fifth time in this game. 2-1, first pitch. It's by the catcher Hernandez, and the runners will move up. Ochoa to third, Diaz to second. 1-0 count on Brenner Cox. Out comes Blake Hickman to talk to Jesus Mendez. Is now 2-1 in a scoring position. And that's top of the sixth, 15-0. This is giving vibes that we'll see a position player pitching a little later in this game. I have an idea if we really want to get spicy. Stick Lyle Miller Green in the bump. He's a two-way player after all. Yeah, he threw a bullpen today, but why not? 1-0 count on a Brenner Cox. Elijah Green is on deck. Cox today, a two-run homer, a flyout, a hit-by-pitch, and a walk. That walk coming in the fifth. This game has been cuckoo. 1-0, swing and a miss. 1-1. Mendez with a 95-mile-an-hour heater. A burn-the-tape game for Kannapolis tonight. One that they'll just look to kind of shelve and forget. 1-1, swinging a foul tip off the bat of Cox, and the count is 1-2. Kannapolis, of course, can make a comeback effort. Once the bullpen starts rolling for the Fred Nats, Kannapolis will look to find some success at the plate. 1-2 your pitch to Cox. A swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jesus Mendez picks up what is his first strikeout of the night. And now with one out in the inning and still 2-1, it's Elijah Green. Final line for Daniel Gonzalez. 1 1/3 innings, 8 runs, 6 earned. On 4 hits, 3 walks and a strikeout for Daniel Gonzalez. Mendez's first pitch delivered is on the outside corner. 0-1 on Elijah Green. A 1 count with one out. Mendez set a long look in. A 1 pitch to Green. A swing and a high fly ball center field. Drifting in is Archer. Under will make the catch. Runner will tag from third. And Elijah Green will add a sacrifice fly to the total. Make it now a total of 16-0. And 2 runs scoring in this frame for the Fred Nats. Seaver King will dig in, the shortstop for the Fred Nats. So a sack fly for Elijah Green makes it 16-0. And it's top of the sixth with 2 outs. Seaver King digs in, a single, a walk, and a couple of ground outs. First pitch on the way, a fastball right down Broadway, nothing and one. One count with two outs. Mendez's pitch delivered. Ground ball to third. That one gets by Antonacci in a left base hit. Rounding it at home is Green. Throw comes in from left. Not cut off. No play at the plate. And Seaver King has an RBI single. That'll make it 17-0 here. And in this top of the sixth. And Seaver King, the former Wingate Bulldog and Wake Forest Demon Deacon, has an RBI single. Second hit of the night for Seaver. Now Kevin Bazell digs in with one on and two outs. So Seaver King, another multi-hit game. He had one back on a Thursday as Bazell swings. First pitch lifted in a right. Wolko under it. And on the first pitch, a fly out at a right for Bazell. Ends the frame here after a bunch of adders step again to the plate. Three runs for the Frednats as we turn things over. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth. Ballers will bat against the new arm of the bump for the Frednats. It'll be Antonacci, Wolko, and Makarevics due up on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live. Travis Sikora's magical night comes to an end, and it's Adam Blobaum of the bump for the Fredericksburg Nationals. The lefty takes over. Top of the order, Antonacci digs in. First pitch from the lefty, Blobaum is on the inside corner. Nothing and one on Sam Antonacci. Wolko and Makarevics to follow. As the final line for Travis Sikora on tonight, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk, 1 hit, and 5 shutout innings. From one of the top prospects in baseball. One outside, Antonacci. The count is 1-1. Antonacci, Wolko, and Makarevics to bat. Bottom six, 17-0 your score. Frednats over the Ballers. 1-1 pitch. Outside corner for a 1-2 count. Antonacci doesn't like the call. He'll have let Michael Cross know how he feels. Kannapolis this season had a pretty titanic victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers back in May. 1-2 in the left center, backtracking is the outfield, and Antonacci will bounce the ball into the left field berm. It's a ground rule double, and the Ballers have what is their second hit of the night. Antonacci with a ground rule double, and with one on, nobody out, it's George Wolko. Wolko bats. Wolko stands in with one on and nobody out. Kannapolis earlier this season coming up with a huge victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch inside to Wolko, and the count is 1-0. Back on May 15th, Kannapolis won 22-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's the most runs ever scored in a single game by Kannapolis. 1-0 pitch. Wilco swings, lifted high and foul. And the count is even at 1-1. Blobaum takes over on the bump. He's listed at 6'6", 225 pounds is the lefty. Hailing from Raleigh, North Carolina. Product of Cardinal Gibbons High School, just across the street from PNC Arena in Raleigh. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a hard high hit, a fly ball into center. Elijah Green backtracks. Antonacci will scurry to third on the play. Throw goes over, and in time at third is Antonacci. Wilco flies out, one down, and now two up is Makarevics. Adam Blobaum signed as a free agent after beginning this season with the Gateway Grizzlies in the Frontier League. Also pitched in the Pioneer League last year for the Grand Junction Jackalopes, did Adam Blobaum. He majored in bioengineering at Pitt, transferred to the University of Washington. So a well-traveled man is Adam Blobaum. First pitch to Makarevics, batting righty for the first time tonight. A swing and a miss. Count nothing and one. Makarevics 0 for 2. Obviously, a lot of guys going 0 for against Travis Sikora. Ballers had just one hit against Sikora, a Haral Perez single. Makarevics pops the 0-1 up foul, and it's now 0-2. Antonacci's at third. Kannapolis just trying to get on base and on the board in some fashion. O2 to Makarevics, a check swing, and he goes around on it for the strikeout. Blobaum gets his first of the night. With two outs now, digging in is TJ McCants. So Antonacci led off the frame with a double. Wilco a flyout, and now a strikeout for Makarevics. McCants digs in. Runner on third, two outs. In game five of the six-game series, Blobaum's first pitch foul tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Caleb Farmer. The count nothing and one. Farmer entering as a defensive replacement for the Fred Nats in this bottom of the sixth inning. 0-1 count, two outs, pitch on the way. McCants takes outside for ball one. Pimentel, Farmer, and Peterson will bat for the Fred Nats in the top of the seventh. McCants 0-2, a flyout and a looking strikeout against Sikora. First time facing Blobaum. 1-1 from the southpaw. Outside, and the count works to 2-1. Blobaum pitched earlier this week. Back on a Wednesday, two innings of shutout baseball, four strikeouts, one hit. 2-1 count on McCants with Ronnie Hernandez on deck. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Count 2-2. Fredericksburg exploding for a 9-run top of the fifth. Sikora keeping the ballers off the base paths all game. 2-2 to McCants. Swing a pop-up foul, and the count stays put. 2-2. Series finale tomorrow, final regular season game at home of 2024. 6:30 first pitch. Pretty good pitching matchup on our hands tomorrow as well. It'll be Tanner McDougal against Alex Clemmy. Another top prospect in the Nats organization. 2-2 pitch. Outside for now a full count as McCants taking the patient approach, and it's paying off against the lefty Adam Blobaum. And a product of Cardinal Gibbons High School in Southwest Raleigh, right by the campus of NC State. 3-2. Foul ball off the top of the netting, still a full count. One more out, and we're headed to the back third of baseball. Ballers will just need to get through three more innings of Fred Nat's offense. Pierce George is the righty tossing in the pen for the ballers. Pierce George gets roughed up a little bit. I'd imagine we'd see a position player potentially loosening. 2-3-2 is poked into right center. Dropping in the gap for a base hit. Ballers are on the board. McCants will head to second. He's thinking three. Throw comes in from Green, and it's not going to be in time. Slide again safely is T.J. McCants. He's got an RBI triple, and Kannapolis has broken through. They are on the board, and the comeback effort starts now. It's 17-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, Ronnie Hernandez digs in, a runner on third, and two outs. One down, 16 to go. In the bottom of the sixth, two outs. Hernandez at the plate with McCants at third. Ronnie Hernandez walked against Sikora. That was the only base runner walked by Sikora. First pitch up and in for ball one from Blobaum. Tony Hernandez digging in against the lefty. Lefty-lefty matchup. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a looper in a shallow left. Coming in, Peterson. He won't get there. Base hit. Tony Hernandez says, I'm not done yet. RBI single scores McCants. And Kannapolis gets a pair back. 17-2 your score. And hold their horses here. Bottom six. Two outs, runner on. It's Harold Perez, the shortstop, digging in. So RBI triple for McCants, RBI single for Ronnie Hernandez. Kannapolis has gotten on the board here. As Blobaum has allowed a couple of runners to score. In any other game, this would be a bad outing for Blobaum, but he's playing with house money. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Harold Perez digs in, a one for two night. First pinch from the lefty on the way, a swing and a foul tip. It's nothing and one. Oh, 1 count with two outs. Ball gets loose from the bullpen. Oh, 1 pitch. Oh, for a called strike, nothing and two on Harold Perez. Burrow's on deck. Bottom six. 17-2, bottom six, pitch delivered. Perez ground ball foul down the line at third. Count is there at nothing and two. 17 runs on 15 hits for the Fred Nats. 2 runs on 4 hits for the Ballers. 3 of those 4 hits coming here in the bottom of the sixth. This is the sixth batter of the inning for Kannapolis. 0-2 from Blobaum. Outside cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Adam Blobaum picks up what is his second punch out of his outing. And that'll end the sixth inning. Back third of baseball we go here in Kannapolis. Two up for the Fred Nats. Pimentel, Farmer, Peterson, and the Ballers. Baseball Network, new arm of the way, it's Pierce George. Brennan Pimentel leads it off. Top seven, first pitch, ground ball to short. Raul Perez fields a routine play on to first. One pitch, one out. 6-3 ground out for Pimentel. There's the first out of the inning. And now digging in for the Fred Nats will be Caleb Farmer, making his first appearance of the series at the plate. New arm the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. His 6'6", 240-pound righty. For hailing from Austin, Texas, a 13th rounder by the Chicago White Sox. It's Pierce George, the former Alabama righty. First pitch is low and away for ball one. Pierce George, two innings in his freshman season at Texas, and he transferred to Bama, where he made 12 appearances and is only here in the SEC. 1-0 fouled off by Farmer, 1-1. Caleb Farmer, 24 years of age, a 2022 free agent signee by the Washington Nationals. Division II Colorado Mesa University. 1-1. Up and in hits Farmer in the back, and I heard that one up here. That one had to hurt. Farmer in some discomfort. He will take his base. And that is the fifth hit by pitch of the night for the Fredericksburg Nationals. One on and one out. Digging in, and it's going to be Sam Peterson. So Pierce George on the bump in relief of Jesus Mendez. Mendez's final line, and not too pretty at all. Inning and two-thirds, five hits, four runs, all earned. No walks, and one punch out for Mendez. Carolina League leader in saves has had a brutal week against these Nationals. Pierce George the bump, first pitch delivered to Peterson off the plate for ball one. Pierce George appeared a couple of nights ago earlier in this series, back on Tuesday. One clean inning of work. He did allow two runs on one hit, but he struck out one and walked one. 1-0 lifted down the line and right. Wolko trailing, and it's a fair ball in the corner. Farmer will break for third. Up to second goes Peterson. Peterson's at a double, and how about it? A Fred Nats debut for Sam Peterson. For the ages, a 4-for-5 night with two doubles, a triple, and a single to boot on top of a stolen base. He's a home run away from a cycle in his Fred Nats debut. Up to third goes Farmer, and digging in is Nate Ochoa, the third baseman. Sam Peterson, the eighth round pick by the Fred Nats, big club in the Washington Nationals, showing up and showing out. One out, first pitch to Ochoa. Inside, ball one. Pierce George 0-0 with a 9 ERA. He's pitched two innings in a baller's uniform. First pitch to Ochoa was a ball. Second pitch also up and in for ball two. 2-0, you're counting Ochoa. Pop out, a ground into a double play, a walk. Scoring on a wild pitch and an RBI single. 2-0, up and in, 3-0. Pierce George having a little struggle with the command. He definitely has got life on the fastball. Sitting about 97 or so on the night is Pierce George. 3-0, finds the zone and a fastball at 96, 3-1. Kannapolis trailing by 15, top seven. 17-2 your score, hits are 16-4. 3-1 from George, up and away ball four, and there's a walk issued, so now bases loaded, one out, and digging in Kelvin Diaz. Definitely a messy scorebook on the Fred Nats side of things. Annapolis has been quiet other than the bottom of the sixth. Diaz, the second baseman, and digs in. First pitch from George. Ground ball up the middle. That'll get through to center. Base hit. Farmer will score. Here comes Peterson. Throw comes in from center. It's cut off. And it's another two runs on the board for the Fred Nats. A two RBI single for Kelvin Diaz. Up to second goes Ochoa. Again, scoring is Peterson and Farmer. The lead is now 17 runs. It's 19-2 Fred Nats in the top of the seventh with one out. Pierce George They'll get a visit from Blake Hickman before facing Brenner Cox. Brenner Cox will step to the plate for the sixth time in this game. Top of the seventh, Fred Natz up 19-2. Apple has not had this many games where they've just given up sheer offensive output. Actually, on the season, they've only had five games before today where they've given up at least 10 runs. So the pitching staff's been solid. Just tonight, they've run into a Fred Natz team that's hungry, and they are looking to play some competitive baseball. First pitch. Ground ball to back on the bump, George Fields, and a snap throw to first. Gets by Makarevic, sits into foul play. Runner will score, and up to second goes Brenner Cox on a wild throw from Pierce George. And bad goes to worse for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is now a 20-piece. Not a chicken McNugget. It's a run scored for the Fredericksburg Nationals tonight. Ochoa crosses the plate. Diaz is up to third, and it's the eighth one on Brenner Cox's opponent in the arm, Pierce George. So now 2-1 in scoring position for Elijah Green. 20-2, Fred Natz lead. They have now set a record on the season for most runs in a game. First pitch to Green, 0-1. 20 runs on 17 hits. They've tied a season high in hits in a game at 17. That was back on April the 17th out in Fayetteville. 0-1. Broken bat, fly ball right field. Wilco drifts in, and he'll make the catch for the second out. Tagging from third is Diaz. Throw goes into right. Holding is Cox, and scoring is Diaz. So now the Fred Natz have set the record at a 21-2. Your score currently with two outs in the inning. And digging in is Seaver King. Second straight sack fly for Elijah Green. Seaver King digs in, an RBI single his last time up. Two outs, first pitch from George. This one gets by Ronnie Hernandez, and Cox will not advance. I think the Fred Nats have finally gotten the point. One-oh count with two outs. Seaver King is at the plate. 1-0 from George is low for ball two. King, an RBI single, a walk, another base hit. Grounded out twice, the shortstop. 2-0, swinging a high fly ball foul. And the count is 2-1. Two and one, your count with two outs. George's pitch on the way, low and outside for a 3-1 count. Three balls and a strike with two outs. Bazell on deck. George's pitch on the way. Low and outside, ball four. And Seaver King will reach base for the second time in this game with a walk. Two on and two outs. Kevin Bazell digs in. Pierce George at now three earned runs in two-thirds of an inning. Four total runs, three earned. And the error has put Cox on base. Two outs, first pitch to Bazell. Low one on the outside corner, 0-1. Fred Natz over Kannapolis. George set, 0-1 pitch. Swinging a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher, Ronnie Hernandez, 0-2. Well, the Fred Natz have tallied three touchdowns. Annapolis has tallied a safety. 0-2. Low one outside, and the count runs to 1-2. Annapolis getting burned over the top with their secondary, but their line has been holding up. If this was a football game, that'd be an expert analysis. We love a good football nerd up here. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and there's the end of the top of the seventh. Kevin Bazell down on strikes. There's the third out, and it's time to stretch at Atrium Health Ballpark. Annapolis will bat bottom seven. Ryan Burrows, Lyle Miller, Green, Nathan Archer due up. 21-2 your score. Fredericksburg over Annapolis. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom third of the order, due up for the Annapolis Cannonballers. Bottom seven, 21-2, Fredericksburg leads. First pitch from blow bomb to Burrows, ground ball towards short. King will field onto first, one pitch, one out. It's an RBI, a ground out, not an RBI, just a ground out for Ryan Burrows. 6-3, one down, and now Lyle Miller Green digs in. As it looks like, we've got a dance with me and singing with me. Position, player, pitching, warming up. In the bullpen, it's Mason Dennison getting loose down the line. So my efforts for Lyle Miller Green to pitch are not met. Miller Green, the DH, currently stepping in against Blobomb. First pitch is low and inside for ball one. Chance of let's go Ballers arising from the crowd. Crowd holding on strong despite the 21-2 score. Lobomb's pitch is up and in for a ball two. Travis Sikora would be in line for the win should results hold. And Lobomb, arm out of the pen, just mowing through the order. 2-0. Miller Green takes a strike call in the inside corner. 2-1. Miller Green reached on an error in the fifth in Sikora's final frame of work. And then struck out once in the third against the righty Travis Sikora. 2-1. Up and away for now a 3-1 count. 23 runs on 21 hits combined. Annapolis 22-1 winners back on May 15th against Fayetteville. This one on the other end of the spectrum. 3-1 ground ball to short. King eats it up and on to first he goes. A nice play at short by Seaver King. That's the second out of the inning. And now Nathan Archer, center fielder, bats with two outs, nobody on. Archer bats with two outs. Nobody on base against Blobomb. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Nothing and one on a Nathan Archer, the center fielder. A one pitch for a blow bomb, a swing and a miss, nothing and two on a Nathan Archer. Antonacci awaiting on deck. A double for Antonacci his last time up. Archer 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. 0-2 pitch. Low one outside for ball one. Blobaum wants a fresh baseball. Mason Dennison warming in the pen for the ballers. Ball and two strikes with two outs. Blobaum set pitch delivered. Archer swings and foul tips it. It's still 1-2 count. Ballers trail by 19. The score is 21-2. And no, it's not a football game. 1-2 count with two outs. Blobaum's pitch up and in, 2-2. We're at about 2.5 hours of game time. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Bottom seven. 2-2 to Archer. Swing and a miss on a changeup for strike three. Blobaum gets a 1-2-3 frame. That'll end the inning. And to the eighth we go. Ballers are six outs away from being handed their second loss of the week. And digging in for the Fred Nats when we come back. Pimentel, Farmer, and Peterson. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Brandon Pimentel steps in against a new arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's a position player pitching. Mason Dennison takes over. 6'4", 180-pound, 25-year-old, a free agent signee in 2024 out of the D3 program Kaiser down in Florida. Naples, Florida native is Mason Dennison, and he steps in and is pitching for the first time in his professional career. Normally a utility infielder is on the bump currently for the Ballers. He's humming it in there. Not too bad. 85 miles an hour with a fastball from Dennison. 1-2. Ground ball to short. Perez eats it up and on to first he goes for the out. Dennison gets a first out and he's got a 0 ERA in his short time with the Ballers on the bump. And now Pimentel down on a 6-3 ground out. One down. Caleb Farmer digs in. Dennison on the season as a batter, batting 256 with 11 hits. He pinch ran in last night's game. First pitch to Farmer, catches the corner for strike one at 88 miles an hour. Dennison humming it in there. He has pitched in three games prior to today, but not for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as a 72 mile an hour breaking ball with negative induced break. Mason Dennison is just having some fun up there. 1-1 pitch off the plate for a ball two. 15 inches of dip and that fastball for Dennison. 2-1 pitch on the way. It's a TrackMan wonder. 2-1 fouled off, 2-2. He's a TrackMan enigma, Mason Dennison. Three games he's appeared in before this one. He pitched twice in 2018 and 2019. And as he gets a strikeout, 2-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Caleb Farmer down on strikes. Save that ball. Mason Dennison has his first professional strikeout. And with two outs, it is Sam Peterson. Dennison pitched once in 2018, once in 2019 for the Souris Valley Saberdogs in the Expedition League, a collegiate summer team, and then once in 2023 in the Pioneer League for the Glacier Range Riders. First pitch to Peterson is on the inside corner, nothing and one on Sam Peterson, left fielder for the Fred Nats today. Dennison working in mid-80s, a one pitch. Ground ball foul, and Peterson will work now with an 0-2 count. There is an arm tossing for the Fred Nats in left. Dennison's helmet mid-80s. First professional pitching outing for Mason. Fifth pitcher of the night, 0-2 up and away for now a 1-2 count. Final line for Pierce George. One inning, two hits, four runs, two earned. Two walks, one punch out. 1-2 off the plate to Peterson. Two balls and two strikes. Dennison trying to find the zone. From the windup, pitch to Peterson, 2-2, up and away for ball three. Dennison not too shabby. 13 pitches, 14 and eight strikes. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball right field, hit well. Wolko trailing on the run, makes the catch. And just like that, Mason Dennison has a clean innings of work. And that is it for the top of the eighth inning. Digging in for the Ballers when we come back. It'll be Antonacci, Wolko, Makarevics of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Camilo Sanchez, the arm of the bump now for the Fredericksburg Nationals, wearing number 8. First pitch to Antonacci off the plate for ball one. Camilo Sanchez, second arm out of the pen for the Fred Nats tonight as blow bombs night is done. Camilo Sanchez entering, trying to slam the door on the Ballers. First pitch is a ball, second pitch also a ball. 2-0 on Antonacci. Wolko and Makarevics to follow. Bottom 8, 21-2, Fred Nats lead. Pitch to Mantanacci is a breaking ball up and in for a 3-0 count now. Camilo Sanchez entering for the second time in this series. Blobaum got a clean inning of work in his second inning of action. 3-0 is on the inside corner. 3-1 to Sam Antonacci, who had a double against Blobaum to start off the sixth. The Ballers picked up two runs in that sixth inning. 3-1. Fastball finds the zone. It's now 3-2. Final line for Blobaum. Two innings, three hits, two runs both earned, no walks, and three punch-outs. Camilo Sanchez taking over out of the pen. 0-1, a 7.36 ERA as he walks Antonacci to lead off the bottom of the eighth. Free pass issued, and now with one on, nobody out, George Wolko digs in. So now for Kannapolis, you're less worried about the score and more worried about just putting together quality ABs. It's the quality arm out of the pen in Camilo Sanchez, who's appeared once already this week. Wolko stands in, first pitch, and inside almost hits him. It's 1-0. Sanchez pitched earlier this week back on Tuesday. One run on two hits in 2 1/3 innings with a walk and four punch-outs. Antonacci at first, pitch to Wolko, belted high and deep center field. Backtracking, Green looking up off the base of the wall, and that'll be extra bases for George Wolko. He'll glide into second with a double. Antonacci to third, a good hit from George Wolko, and he's now got a hit for the second game in a row. 1-for-4 with a double tonight, and with two on, nobody out, Alec Makarevic digs in. Makarevic bats with two on in scoring position against Camilo Sanchez. Makarevic 0-for-3, looking to avoid having his on-base streak snapped at the hands of the Fred Nats tonight. First pitch is on the inside corner, 0-1. On Makarevic, the first baseman. Bottom eight, Fred Nats up 21-2 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It has been all Fredericksburg tonight. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball is inside of Makarevic's, 1-1. Of course, lost in all this, Arxie Hernandez in the first inning. Injured on a play and a ground ball. 1-1 catches the inside corner, 1-2. Sending our best wishes, of course, to Arxie. Hopefully he'll be back real soon. The baller is having to adjust quickly here, and they fall behind early. And then a 9-run top of the fifth. And Fredericksburg a lead that is just borderline insurmountable. 1-2 tapped foul, and it's 1-2 still. Of course, Yogi Berra once said it ain't over till it's over. So the Ballers will keep swinging for six more outs. Ball and two strikes. Antonacci at third. Wolko at second. 1-2. Alec takes low it inside. 2-2. Makarevic, 4 years at ECU and then a year at NC State. He wore number 99 at both schools. He's a hockey guy. The great one. Wayne Gretzky wearing number 99. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Makarevic down on strikes. He's 0-for-4 now with three punch outs. One down in the inning. Camilo Sanchez has his first strikeout. And T.J. McCants will bat with two on, one out. RBI triple for McCants back in the sixth. That put Kannapolis on the board. First pitch from Sanchez is on the inside corner. 0-1. McCants has been a live wire bat in his short time here with the Ballers. Definitely has been a useful add to this rotation of outfielders. 0-1 catches the zone, 0-2. One of four outfielders on the active roster. Albertson Asian still sitting on the development list. Guy who's played most of this season. 0-2 from Camilo. Swing and a miss. Upstairs, a foul tip, and McCants down on strikes. A KFT on the book. Two outs now, and digging in, Rony Hernandez, the catcher. Rony Hernandez stands in, a walk, an RBI single, and a ground out. Two outs with two on. First pitch, a swing and a miss on a changeup, nothing and one. No arms warming for either side, so likely we'll see Dennison back out for his second inning as a position player pitching. Camilo Sanchez is 0-1 to Roney, a corkscrew ground ball foul, nothing and two. Camilo Sanchez in his first outing back on the 21st in Columbia. Two runs on three hits, inning in a third. One walk, no punch outs. 0-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Ballers will leave two runners stranded, and that will be the end of the inning as Roney Hernandez strikes out. Three punch outs for Camilo Sanchez. He settles in nicely, and ever so finally, we will go to the top of the ninth inning. Ballers will take the field. Dennison back on the bump, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Ochoa, Diaz, and Cox do up, and we return. First pitch to the top of the ninth to Nate Ochoa is a strike one call as Mason Dennison back at the bump. Second inning of work for the righty. Position player pitching, 1-1 the count as that one misses up and away to Ochoa for ball one. Ochoa, Diaz, and Cox do up as Dennison winds and fires 1-1. It's outside and the count is 2-1. Ballers trailing 21-2, top nine. 17 hits for the Frittenats, 5 for the Ballers. It's been a monumental effort from the Frednats. 2-1 is off the plate. 3-1 on Nate Ochoa. Dennison works from the line. Pitch delivered. Ochoa takes for a called strike on a fastball upstairs. 3-2. Dennison humming at mid-80s or so. Impressive stuff from the righty. He's got a 0 ERA. 3-2 pitch. We're going to ground ball to third. Antonacci will field. Throw across on a first is in time for the out. 5-3 put out as Ochoa is the first out of the top of the ninth. Nice play from Antonacci on the ground ball. So now one down, and it's Kelvin Diaz digging in. You look at the order for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Only one batter who stepped to the plate tonight has not tallied a base hit. It's Caleb Farmer. 17 hits on the outing for the Frednats tonight. First pitch up and away, ball one. Three RBI nights for Green, Pimentel, Colmenares, and Diaz, who's at the plate now. 1-1 your count. 3-4-5 tonight is Diaz. Peterson in his Frednats debut tonight, 4-6. 1-1 pitch. Fly ball right field. Wolko over And under it, has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Full round number two, a F9 for Diaz. And with two outs, top of the order, Brenner Cox will bat for what is a seventh time to the plate for the leadoff batter tonight. Cox, a fly out, a home run, a hit by pitch, a walk, a strikeout, and reaching on an error. First pitch to Cox is up and in for a ball one. One-oh from Dennison, misses inside, 2-0. Dennison's at 26 pitches, 14 strikes. 2-0 pitch to Cox is a swing and a miss, 2-1. Dennison's got one punch out of Caleb Farmer back in the eighth inning. From the windup, 2-1. Swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Elijah Green is on deck should Cox reach base yet again. Top nine ballers will have Perez, Burrows, and Miller Green due up. Dennison will get a time call from Brenner Cox. Two-two from the line. Dennison's offering is low and inside. A full count on Brenner Cox. One for four on his night, that one being a homer. Back in the second, 3-2. Lifted fly ball foul, and we'll see another 3-2 and a long at bat here. Seventh pitch of the AB coming. Three, two, Cox pops this one up foul. We'll see another one at 3-2. Full count. Dennison will step off on the rubber. He's got to worry about the pitch clock. Winds 3-2. Swing a foul tip. Hit off Ronnie Hernandez. How about a ninth pitch of the at-bat? Full count. Two outs. Top nine. Pitch delivered. Low for ball four. A two-out walk, and Dennison has to deal with a base runner for the first time tonight. Cox is on base yet again. One on, two outs for Elijah Green. Fascinatingly enough, there's really only been one substitution the entire night for the Frednats offense. First pitch, Green swings and misses for strike one. 0-1 your count on Green. Two sack flies in his last two ABs. 0-1. Outside from Dennison, 1-1. Green's had an eventful night. Error, reaching in the first inning. A stolen base, a run scored. 1-1 finds the zone to 1-2. This count goes. Two strikeouts, a single, and two sack flies. 1-2 count on Green. Dennison's pitch delivered. Swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Mason Dennison rears back and fires a 95-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside corner. And Elijah Green down on strikes for the third time tonight. There's the third out. And now the Ballers have three outs to work with. As they turn things over to a new home on the bump, will the Frednats? It'll be Perez, Burrows, and Miller Green, the Ballers Baseball Network, and Dally Live. Raul Perez digs in. Bottom nine we go in a 21-2 ball game. Anthony Arguez on the bump. First pitch up and away. Ball one. Arguez on the mound. 3-0, a 2.30 ERA. 1-0-2 Perez, a pop-up high and foul. One ball and one strike now on Raul Perez. Former Virginia Tech Hokie Anthony Arguez, 3-0, with a 2.01 ERA on the season for Arguez. He's got a total of nine saves. He's tied for the Carolina League lead with Jesus Mendez. Here in this bottom of the ninth inning, Arguez making his first appearance of the series. 1-1. Perez takes on the outside corner, 1-2. Pitched collegiately at Santa Fe, Miami, Florida, and Virginia Tech. He is born in Miami, 24 years of age. 1-2 is off the plate, 2-2. From Miami, went to Christopher Columbus High School in South Florida. 2-2 for Perez is low for ball three. Arguez went undrafted. He signed the West Virginia Black Bears in the MLB Draft League. Three-two pitch. This one looped into right field. That'll trail and drop base hit. Fair ball. Raul Perez will reach on a single. It's his second hit of the night. A multi-hit game. One on, nobody out for Ryan Burrows. Arguez pitching for the first time this series. Ryan Burrows stands in 0-3. Perez is at first. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Nothing and one. Signed to the Black Bears in the MLB Draft League. Free agent signing in 2023. Struck out 13 hitters in 12 innings with the Black Bears. Up in Morgantown, 0-1. Lifted high and foul on the count. Nothing and two. Guayas' last appearance back on Sunday in Columbia. He got the win in two innings with two punch-outs. He was mainly a starter at Santa Fe and then moved to the pen. He was at Miami with the Hurricanes and Virginia Tech with the Hokies. 1-2-year count now on Burrows. This one well up and in. He was back in the rotation at Virginia Tech. He had 13 starts. He had twice as many strikeouts as walks in his time in the ACC in his final year. 1-2 lifted foul. That'll be a souvenir. 1-2 your count as the catch is not made by a fan down in the right field terrace. It was headed right for him. 1-2 count, nobody out. Arguez on the mound. Lyle Miller Green awaiting on deck. Arguez will step off and fake a throw to first just to get a reset of the pitch clock. Approaching a three-hour game here in Kannapolis. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a foul tip. 1-2 still on Burrows. Absolutely mind-blowing to me that it's a 21-2 game and we are still at the moment sub 3 hours. It'll be a three-hour ball game on the dot in about 5 minutes. We very well could see a sub-3-hour, 23-run game. 1-2. Outside, two balls and two strikes. That is mind-blowing to me. Back in the days, I sound like a grump. But back in the old days, before the pitch clock, this game would have been still going in about the fourth inning. 2-2. Low one outside. It's a 3-2 count now on Burrows. This game would have been 5 hours easily before the pitch clock. Introduced first to this league in 2022. 3-2. Popped up foul. Another pitch will come. Ninth pitch of the at-bat for Ryan Burrows. First year of the pitch clock was 2022. So in its third season in minor league baseball, second season in the major league level. Full count, payoff pitch. Burrows swings another ground ball foul, and how about a 10th pitch of the at-bat? Anthony Arguez sent back to the Complex League. After an appearance on April 13th, he rejoined the Fred Nats on June the 4th. 3-2, low ball four, and now the Ballers have two on. It's up to second Perez. Burrows reaches on the walk. Two on, nobody out. Lyle Miller-Green. Arguez picked up a save back on the 22nd of August. He had a stretch from August 4th to August 22nd. Five outings in a row with a save. Carolina League leader in saves, tied with Jesus Mendez at 9. First pitch to Miller-Green, finds the corner, nothing and one. Lyle Miller-Green, a strikeout, a reach on an error, and a ground out to the shortstop in Seaver King. A one pitch. Line drive over the head of the third baseman, Ochoa into left base hit. Perez will round and score. Throw comes in from left, and up to second goes Miller-Green. RBI single for Lyle Miller-Green, and he moves up to second on the throw. So Perez will score. Up to third goes Burrows. A double for Miller-Green, rather, as it scored. Makes it 21-3, so it's a football score. Bottom nine, nobody out. 2-1, Nathan Archer digs in. First pitch to Archer is on the inside corner. Nothing and one on Archer. 0-3 with a trio of strikeouts. 0-1 your count. 0-1 pitch. The dirt in, it hits Archer at HBP. And now 2-1 for the Ballers as the inning, it's a little haywire here for Arguez. 2-1, nobody out. Top of the order, Sam Antonacci. So Antonacci stands in as Arguez will get a visit from his catcher and Caleb Farmer, as well as third baseman Ochoa. And here comes Justin Lord, pitching coach, to come chat with Antonacci. Annapolis has put up a run here in the bottom of the ninth. 21-3 is your score. Fredericksburg over Annapolis. Antonacci, the batter, due up here. Fifth rounder out of Coastal Carolina in this season for the White Sox. Fourth mound visit of the night for the Fred Nats. Antonacci will bat. A double, a walk, strikeout looking, and a flyout. First pitch to Antonacci is a fastball, catches the corner, nothing and one. We're now officially at a 3-hour game on the dot. A one count, nobody out. Pitch delivered. Line drive into center, coming in Green, and he makes the catch for the out. Throw goes into second. Diaz gets the tag out at second. A throw into third, and safe. Now up to second goes Archer. Is now hold on a second. Everyone just kind of freezes. Nobody understands what the call is here. So out at second is Archer. They're going to say no catch for Elijah Green in the outfield. Up to third went Miller-Green. They're going to say Archer out at second on the force out, so it'll be a single for Antonacci. Archer out on the eight. Looks like four. 8-4 put out. Pitch on the way is low for a ball one on George Wolko. Burrows scores. Miller-Green's at third. Archer on the 8-4 put out. RBI single for Sam Antonacci. Pitch on the way, a swing and a miss. The count is 1-1. 1-1 pitch to Wolko, swing and a miss, and the count is 1-2 on George Wolko. One, two count on Wolko. Pitch on the way. This one fouled off. The count is still 1-2. Bit of a weird play there, certainly. And Tanachi with a line drive. Falls in on green. It's not really a fielder's choice. It's more of just a base hit in the upper part of the plate. 1-2. This one scorched down to the baller's dugout area. 1-2 still on Wolko. One, two count with one out. Wolko at the plate with Makarevic's on deck. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Farmer. 2-2. Judged a fielder's choice. Puts Antonacci on base, according to our official score tonight. 2-2 count on Wolko. Pitch delivered by Arguayas. Wolko blasts this one in the center. High in the air, but Elijah Green under it will make the catch for the out. Tagging from third is Miller Green. He will score. Sack fly for Wolko scores the run, and with now two outs in the inning, it'll be runners at first. It's Antonacci. Burroughs scored, as did Miller Green. The score is now 21-5 with two outs. It's Makarevic digging in. Looking to get on base for the first time today and extend his streak. First pitch, line drive, foul, nothing and one. Nothing and one on Makarevic, the first baseman. 21-5, ballers the field goal to safety today. Three touchdowns for the Fred Nats, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Late on a breaking ball. Nothing and two. Ballers down to their final strike before postgame fireworks tonight. We'll have an abbreviated postgame show for you here on the broadcast before we send you on your way. Tomorrow, 6:30, first pitch. Final game of the regular season here at home. Ballers and the Fred Nats will square off in the series finale. 0-2 up and away. 1-2. And then Ballers on the road. On Monday, they'll play the Salem Red Sox. Have off on Tuesday. And play Wednesday through Sunday up at Carilion Clinic Field, Salem Memorial Ballpark. For five more games with the Red Sox. 1-2 grounded foul is still 1-2. Six games against the Red Sox coming. Next week for the Ballers, that'll wrap up the regular season and the playoffs. We'll start on Tuesday, September 10th. Game one on the road, game two, and if necessary, three on the 12th and 13th of September. 1-2, your count back. Arevix fouls it off. It'll be September in an hour and 52 minutes, technically. So we're at 3 hours and 5 minutes of game time at the moment in a 26-run game. Arguayas is 1-2. Makarevic fouls this one off. That one was close. Ball and two strikes with two outs. TJ McCants, left fielder, awaits on deck. Bottom nine, 21-5. Fred Nats lead. Arguayas looking to just get out of the inning. He's at 35 pitches. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. And Anthony Arguayas picks up the strikeout. That'll end the game and the inning and end the misery of game night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Your final tonight, as that's all she wrote, 21-5. Fred Nats take the victory, and they have won their second game of the series. And Kannapolis will now look for a deciding game tomorrow, a series split or a series win in tow for tomorrow's action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll have a recap for you tonight's action on the postgame show. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Annapolis losers tonight by a final score of 21-5. It's the most runs allowed by the Ballers in this season. And 21 runs, 17 hits for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 5 runs on 7 hits for Annapolis in the game tonight. 1 error for the Frednets, 2 for the Ballers, as the winning pitcher Travis Sikora gets the win, 5-3. Ricardo Brizuela handed the 3-1 record now as he earns his first loss of the season. 3 hours and 6 minutes it took to play this ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 10:09 is when we wrap things up just a couple of minutes ago. As here in Annapolis, what a game this was for the Frednats. They did take a 100% chance of victory in the top of the sixth inning. Just looking at the scoring here on our wonderful scoring feed on MILB.com/gameday. Antonacci 1-for-4 with an RBI. Wolko the same 1-for-4 with the RBI. 1-for-4 with an RBI for McCants. 1-for-3. Rony Hernandez, multi-hit game for Haral Perez, 2-for-4. And then a 1-for-4 night for Lyle Miller-Green with the late RBI back in the ninth inning. That is all for Annapolis. 7 hits, 5 RBI. That is about it for the Ballers tonight on offense. On the other side, the Frednats, well, 17 hits, 18 RBI of their 21 runs total scored. 7 walks, not that many times getting free passes, all things considered, but quite a few opportunities as Annapolis just coughs up too many runs in this game. On the side for the Frednats, Travis Sikora gets the win. 5 shutout innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 9 punchouts. Ricardo Brizuela handed the loss. 5 runs, 4 total are earned. 6 hits, 3 innings, a walk, and 2 punchouts. Daniel Gonzalez, 8 earned runs in an inning and a third. 4 hits and 3 walks and a strikeout. Inning and 2/3 for Mendez. 4 runs, 5 hits, inning and 2/3 and a strikeout. Pierce George, 4 runs, 2 earned on 2 hits in 1 inning. And then Mason Dennison, the only guy that tossed a shutout outing. 2 innings, 1 walk, and 2 punchouts for Mason Dennison. He gives up the runs, no runs in his first outing as a pitcher for Annapolis in this game. On the other side, Sikora, 5 shutout innings as mentioned. 1 hit, 1 walk, 9 punchouts. He looked absolutely dominant in his start tonight. Blow bomb, 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 innings, no walks, 3 punchouts. Camilo Sanchez, 1 shutout inning, 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 punchouts. Anthony Arguelles allows a bit of a tough bottom of the ninth inning for the Frednats. 3 runs in 1 inning of work, 2 hits with a walk and a strikeout. Well, that'll about do it for us tonight here in Annapolis. 6:30 first pitch. Final game of the regular season at home tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch. Good pitching matchup in tow for tomorrow. Tanner McDougal gets the start, 0-3, a 4.37 ERA, still in search of his first professional victory And then Alex Clemmy, 0-1 with a 4.74 ERA, gets the start for the Fred Nats, his second of the week. Final score tonight, Kannapolis losers 21-5. We appreciate you tuning in on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thanks for joining us here at the ballpark. And on the broadcast, Valley Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB official app. For everyone here in Kannapolis, I'm Dan Lodi saying thank you for tuning in. I'll leave you, as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Your final score tonight from Atrium Health Ballpark is the Fredericksburg Nationals 21. Three touchdowns, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers 5, a field goal and a safety. Hope you enjoyed tonight's game. Hope to see you tomorrow at 6:30 first pitch for the regular season finale at home, either here at the ballpark or on the broadcast here in tomorrow's action. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road, and we hope to see you tomorrow at the game or on the broadcast. Have a great one, everyone.